Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Don't Tell Anyone, podcast hosted by moi. And I would like to preface by saying I'm not having the best week, the best time, the best whatnot. And so please forgive the fact that I'm recording this on my iPhone. However, you guys often say like it kind of feels like FaceTiming with your bestie, and I love that. And so I said, let me really give it to you. Let me just record on my iPhone. Or at least we can roll with that. The reality is my setup is boom. My life is boom. Everything's boom. And sometimes you kind of just have to stop caring. Because if you keep caring, the more things that go wrong just bother you more. But if you stop, all of a sudden, that's just life. Good happens, bad happens, whatever. Anyways, today, we have kind of a fun episode, actually. Today, we're going to talk about something that I, fortunately, have a lot of experience with, and that is how to deal with hate and negativity, whether that's online or in person. I think a lot of the things that we're going to talk about could apply to either situation. I know a lot of people ask about this question because they're creators, and some people ask because maybe they've been bullied, maybe they have someone in their life that is really negative and mean to them, a friend, a family member, etc. I hope that what I talk about today will be of value to you guys, whether right now in your life or someday. Because overall, learning how to kind of make your mind a bit more robust against hate, I think just leads to becoming a more confident version of yourself, which don't we all want to be that, right? All right, I'm going to break this up into three parts. Part one is logic, aka just things that whenever I'm really going through it, or I'm receiving a lot of hate, or I'm feeling down on myself, I think of these ideas and logical points to kind of trick my mind into thinking other things. Part two is emotions, because unfortunately, no matter what very clear as day logic is in front of us, sometimes our emotions will still overpower that logic. And regardless, your emotions are still something that need to be appropriately processed and dealt with. And then part numero tres is action. Specific action-based things that you can do when you're having a hard time dealing with hate. Because I'm not gonna lie, like whether it's advice I've gotten from people or even like professional therapists, even they will sometimes give you all the ideas in the world and all the pretty words and all the things that feel nice to hear. But then you're like, okay, but how? How? Like, how? So hopefully part three will be a lot of the how. Part one, logic. First point. I feel legit, imagine that we are in court and me and you are fighting against each other. No, let me reframe. Me and your haters are fighting. So I'm going to give you all the points to battle what they're saying, essentially, okay? Part number one of part number one. Let's say you had a perspective of your life, like God-level perspective, and you could see your whole life played out in front of you. What if I told you that 10% of people that you come across are not going to like you? But 90% of people either will like you or won't really care either way, okay? If I told you that, what would you say? You'd probably say 10%, like that's really not bad. Like imagine getting 90% on a test. That's a pretty damn good score, isn't it? Well, let's say you're an online creator. Imagine it this way. Let's say for every 100 followers that you have, 10 people don't like you. Now extrapolate that to instead of 100, it's 100,000. Now it's like 10,000-ish people that may not like you or might even hate you. And so the larger of a creator you become, the larger the number of people who might not like you become. But when you're tunneled in and you just see the comments that these people say, even if it can be hundreds of comments or thousands of comments, what you're missing is the fact that so many more people can either like you or respectfully just don't care. Because that's another thing I've learned being online. Most people, even if they enjoy your content or they don't really feel any particular way about you, they're not gonna feel invigorated to like comment and be so aggressive and loud. It's always the people who have an absolute stick up their booty holes that wanna comment and be so loud, okay? And sometimes you think, oh, this means that they're the majority because their voice is so loud, but no, they never freaking are, all right? And so I like to use this example, or at least start off with it, because it's just a friendly reminder of we gotta look at the bigger picture. Can everybody ever like you? No. Would that be nice? Yeah. Yeah, it would be nice, but it's unrealistic. So let go of that idea, okay? It's unrealistic. It's not gonna happen, and that's okay. Because have you liked everybody you've come across? I'll have you know, there's a lot of people I don't like. And I think that's the number one thing I really think to myself when I see like a hate comment. I gotta let it go and be like, me too. I have opinions about people too. So it would be unfair for me to expect people to not have opinions about me. All right. Another thing. It's quite important to consider all aspects of a hateful comment or hateful action. For example, in my mind, a lot of the hate that I get completely rolls off my back because it means nothing. And what I mean by means nothing is if someone leaves me a comment and they say, you're ugly, you're fake, you're a bitch, you're this, you're that. It's rooted in welu. Welu in Moroccan means nothing. Because it can do nothing for me. For me to know that Joe Schmo is not attracted to me, I mean, for starters, he's probably lying. Kidding. Not though. I'm not. Side note, freaky thing, I've also found that a lot of haters are just obsessed with you and actually do want you, but they pretend they don't because they have a weird, messed up brain. Besides the point, okay? Let's reel it back. My point was that a lot of comments have no benefit to me. There's nothing that I can learn from someone thinking that I'm ugly or not liking the way that I speak or thinking I'm a bitch, unless I maybe did something kind of bitchy, but still. And if there's nothing I can learn from a comment, I just don't care. Bye. You wasted 10 seconds of your life, probably more. I'm not gonna waste 10 seconds or more thinking about it. And also, that person is not coming from the perspective of trying to help you be a better version of yourself or whatever. Because I also think it's important to obviously differentiate like flat out hate from criticism, which is maybe something you can learn from, but also criticism, valid criticism, does not need to come in a hateful way. It does not need to be said in such a terrible manner. I have, actually, I guess I've maybe sometimes received messages that are like, hey, I wish maybe this video is more like that. I think those messages are totally fine. That's not hate at all. So if I do talk about hate, just know I don't mean respectful criticism. And a lot of people that I really don't like on the internet like to veil their insults, their hateful attitude, their honestly, just in general, acting like a douchebag as, well, criticism. And then when I reject those notions, they say, oh, you can't take criticism. No, I can't take you being an asshole. If you want to tell me how to better make content, I mean, one, you're probably not gonna. And two, you can do that without name calling, without screaming, without being dramatic, without all of these things that are just unnecessary. But we all know that is not the purpose or goal when people say mean things to you. Their purpose is always, always to try to put you down in order to make themselves feel better. I'm getting a little off track with the whole part one logic thing, but it's because it's follow me. It's for good reason, okay? I wanted to say a quick story. In middle school, I was friends with this girl. I'm just going to call her Aksh. I don't know. Hillary, great name. And Hillary was a very popular girl. I was just a girl. And for some reason, Hillary really took a liking to me. So we decided to sit side by side in our middle school homeroom class. You get what I'm saying. So we got pretty close. However, throughout the semester, I slowly started seeing her become more and more and more and more of a bully, like a straight up bully. Obviously not physical, but she would say some mean things to people. And initially it was a little passive aggressive or like a backhanded compliment, the kind of thing that is a little bit hard to call out. But it snowballed into just flat out being really mean. So one day I called her out and I said, like, why are you being so mean to XYZ person? Like, I think that's really mean of you and just not a kind thing to do. And as a friend, I don't want you to do that. And she replied so goddamn swiftly, did not hesitate for a millisecond. And I know this because I will never forget this moment. She turned to me and she says, yeah, I put other people down because it makes me feel better about myself. And just went about her day. The self-awareness at 13 years old, you kind of gotta applaud it. Wow. Anyways, that really is why people blah, 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 blah. But we'll get into that later, maybe. Another thing, I love this point, and I think it is a great logical perspective giving point. Okay. One thing that I've always thought about in my absolute most difficult moments throughout my career, the times where I wanted to peace out, go work at a cafe, and live a peaceful life, those moments, something I kept asking myself was, what do I want the narrative to be? Do I want the narrative to be, oh, female streamer gets more popular, gets a lot of hate, disappears off of the face of the earth? What story does that give people? Is that inspirational? Is that motivational? Is it even worth caring about? Snooze, that narrative is boring, okay? And I think sometimes looking at the greater narrative, and not just from the perspective of the public or of what other people might see, but also from your own life, what do you want your own narrative to be? If you could look at yourself, like a version of you 2 years later looks back at yourself going through what you're going through right now, what would they want to see you do? What storyline would be sick to watch unfold? It's kind of like doing things for the plot. You can do things for the plot that are fun, and you can do things for the plot that really help you push past difficult times where you need to persevere. Adversity, you know? So, yes, think about the narrative. Another one. Someone can have an opinion without it being objectively true. Just like I was saying earlier, random Joe Schmo, schmuck, whatever, thinks I'm ugly. You can have an opinion. It's wrong, but you can have it. I'm kidding. Of course, opinions are subjective. Different people are attracted to different things, but you're not going to catch me calling myself ugly. But whether it's ugly, whether it's anything, I think this is a good one to think about in relation to fashion, especially because there are certain fashion pieces that I see and I'm like, that is gorgeous. And I just know there are some guys out there that would look at that and be like, what the hell is she wearing? Perspective. Maybe mine isn't objectively true, but that also means theirs isn't objectively true either. So you can have whatever opinion you want, especially of yourself. That's the most important one. And the one that someone you don't care about has, you also don't need to care about it. Okay? But do just hold enough space in your mind for different opinions without it ever having to be true, you know? Not all hate or criticism is worth considering. Whenever you receive some sort of input from someone else, I feel like you need to use a proper screening process. Do I care about this person's opinion? Number one. Numero uno. And one mistake I really made in my life is that I feel like every human being inherently has value because they're a human being, in the sense that if you meet a stranger on the street, no matter who they are, they deserve an equal amount of respect because they're a human being, right? But that also led to me feeling like I need to value every human being's opinion to the same level, and that's just impossible and not true. A great example of this is, let's say you go out of your way to speak out against racism, okay? Something I think we can all agree is not good. So let's say you go out and you speak out against racism, and then you have a bunch of racists attacking you. Should you feel bad about that? Me personally, I'm not gonna. Because I don't want racists in my community. I don't really care if they like me or not. X, Y, Z, whatever. They're just not an opinion that at that point in time, or in regards to whatever topic that they are giving their opinion on, I really care about. Does that mean that these people are invaluable as human beings? Not for me to say. But in regards to the topic, perhaps of race, I'm not gonna care about what a racist says. Does that make sense? I feel like that's kind of the easiest example that I can give that will hopefully put into perspective, you just don't need to care about every single individual. And I'll have a great follow-up action for this in part three, okay? And also, I want to clarify, if you come across someone whose opinion you know you don't want to value, keep in mind, you don't need to fight these people. You don't need to engage with them. They're not your responsibility. That's it. But just as much as they're not your responsibility, not your problem to fix, you also just don't need to even consider what they say. Another point. We're only human. Yeah. Because me, I've made some mistakes. Yeah. And unfortunately, I feel like it almost feels like every big mistake I've made in life has been publicized to thousands. But at the end of the day, if I can't have compassion for myself, how can I expect anyone else to have compassion for me? And so if you're in an instance where you're getting hated because of a mistake that you made, I think it can be so hard, especially if you almost agree with people calling out something that you did. It's really hard to like disregard all of that hate and whatever, right? But keep in mind, this way of living online and the amount of feedback that we can get about even the smallest thing, life's just not meant to be that way. It's almost inhumane, it's very unrealistic, and it's not very helpful for your psyche. So instead, look at it as, hey, I'm human, I make mistakes, I will apologize if I want to or feel like that's the right thing to do, and then I'm gonna move on because that's what human beings do. That's what we're meant to do. We're not meant to dog on ourselves for the rest of our lives because we shat our pants in the fourth grade. I do not know why that was the first thing that came to mind. But you know, shit happens, literally. And I know, I look back at mistakes I've made and I'm like, yeah, I made them. And I know I'm gonna make some more. I'm gonna try not to. And for me, the more important thing is to try not to repeat mistakes. Making different mistakes just means I'm doing different shit. If anything, it means I'm growing and evolving, which is a good thing. But yeah, mistakes are gonna happen, okay? This point is really fun to talk about because I think a lot of people will think that it relates to my career, perhaps. And it's the line, all press is good press. to keep it a buck with you, and I really hope my haters aren't listening, because I do not think I would be as successful as I am today if it wasn't for the amount of hate that I get. Oftentimes, I have people come up to me and they're like, oh, I'm so sorry, you have to deal with XYZ thing. And I'm like, actually, don't be. Because my career as a female streamer, I would not be half as popular as I am today, or I would not have half of the stature, like the weight that my name carries, if it wasn't for the amount of people I've pissed off and then not cared about, to be honest, or the things that I've done and still persevered through, the things that I've experienced. And I said, okay, I'm still not gonna quit though. Now what? Because what happens is this beautiful little cycle of you do something that you think is normal and fine, but maybe a group of people, haters, get very mad at you. And then your fans, and maybe normal people who agree that what you're doing is totally fine, they get mad at the haters. And then there's this online back and forth and fighting and feuding going on, and then it causes headlines, and then it turns into this huge big thing, and you're just sat there. Ultimately, gaining more eyeballs and notoriety, and as long as you keep persevering and going, and hopefully doing the right thing and building a community off of values that reflect you and what you want, your community is only gonna grow larger. Haters really think that they're like breaking down what you have, but they're really just spreading your name oftentimes. So although I don't like to share the all press is good press idea under the guise that that's true, or that you should try to be involved in drama, because I don't agree with that, and I do think that obviously bad press is a real thing, but there is some press that can be bad and still good. You know what I mean? And that when you're really down on yourself and looking for some copium, something to hold on to keep it pushing, and as long as you've still felt like you've done the right thing, take the all press is good press route. And there have been so many content creators, celebrities, you name it, what have you, that maybe initially got notoriety for something bad, but then turned it into something good. Again, what narrative do you want? The last point in part one, which was way longer than I anticipated, you need to understand that people are going to really try so hard to put you down when you accomplish something that they want. The reason why is because if you can do it, it voids them of any excuse and reasoning of why they couldn't do it themselves. So they will try to make up excuses to discredit your success, but it has nothing to do with you. Really, discrediting your success is their way of making themselves feel better for not accomplishing what you've done. 100%. And this is something I really started picking up on, especially as a female streamer, and when I started gaining more popularity, I noticed that so many guys would shit on me in the most, frankly, ambiguous of ways. Like, oh, you have a following just because you're a girl, or just because you're pretty. This is so stupid. I don't know why anyone watches this shit, blah, blah, blah. So I started doing some research, and I swear 99% of the time when I go to these people's profiles, they are wannabe streamers. But because they couldn't succeed and they see me, someone who is kind of succeeding against a lot of odds in a male-dominated field, they're like, oh, if anything, in a way, she's at a disadvantage and she was able to do this and I couldn't even do it. I need to view that actually as an advantage, or I need to make up reasons for why she was able to. But in reality, girl, this shit has nothing to do with me. Like, using my gender or how I look as a reason for my success, as if I'm the only girl on Twitch, or as if I'm the prettiest person on Twitch, let's be so for real. There are so many much prettier women, even though I am still pretty cute. But you know, it's not like there's a direct correlation between how good you look and how many Twitch followers you have. Can it be helpful? Sure, for guys or girls. Being attractive, being funny. If you think these things are of value, why don't you do it? Why don't you do it? Ask yourself, have you ever met anyone who has done something really significant and not been hated on, even a little bit? If it's someone in the public eye, they have haters. It's part of the process. And sometimes, like, the more significant of a thing that you accomplish, the more haters you can have too. So, some things to keep in mind. Let's move on to part 2 and 3, which luckily will be a bit shorter because damn can I yap. Who gave me a mic? Me, I bought it for myself. Okay, yes, part 2, emotions. Because we can talk about part 1 and I can put all these great ideas in your head, but if your heart is still hurting, your heart is still hurting and we need to mend that, okay? Short but very, very important section. When it comes to dealing with your emotions, when you've had a ton of negativity or hate thrown at you, let me give you some things that have helped me. 1, cry. Yeah, just cry, cry. If you feel a little twinkling in your eye, oh, a tear is coming on, do not push it away. Cry it out, let it out however you can. I'm so serious. Crying is kind of like puking when you have food poisoning, okay? You feel better after you do it. At least for me personally, I'm just such an empath. No, I'm kidding, but I'm not. A lot of us, if you are like a considerate, emotional person, that's okay, it's not a weakness. But know that when you have a lot of hate and negativity thrown at you, it kind of, it's like it seeps into your heart and soul and almost like in your body. And for me, crying is how I let it out. Crying is how I get the frick over things. So let your emotions out however you can, whether that's crying about it, journaling, talking to someone. I go more into this in part 3, but that is very related to your emotions. Get them out of you. Do not keep it in here. The worst thing you can do is keep things to yourself only and feel like you need to carry that burden all on your own. Don't do it. Please don't do it. One of us goes in and we all go do it. Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gonna pay. That's my brother's, I ain't even gotta say it. Next up. Your support system is very important. Because respectfully, I have seen some people that I know don't have a great support system. And what I mean by don't have a great support system is they are surrounded by either yes men or people that care more about that person's career than they care about that person's well-being. Essentially, that kind of support system. So not a very loving place and maybe a bit more of a fake place. And these people, when they're in the public eye and really fucking going through it, oh, they fall apart. And sometimes they go cuckoo beans, just absolutely cuckoo beans, because there's no one there to ground them, frankly. And I know for me, I've said this so many times and I'm never gonna stop saying it. If it wasn't for my female streamer friends supporting me through the things that I've gone through, I would not be here today. The narrative wouldn't be as good as it freaking is. But really, it's because I faced certain, respectfully, gendered issues, but I had a support system of people who share that identity, who understood and could validate what I'm going through. Because yes, let's say I have a bunch of people calling me a bitch and a slut and all these very gendered mean terms for no good reason, or I'm experiencing a different kind of negative attention than my male counterparts, I can speak to my male streamer friends and vent my ass off. And I'm sure that they'll be very nice and say, I totally hear you. I'm so sorry. That really sucks, etc. But they will never be able to really get it quite like someone who's gone through it. And that's not to their fault. You know, they're going to do their best to support me. But that's very different than someone saying, I see what's happening to you. I've experienced it and I agree it's bullshit. And being able to support you from a perspective, not just of, oh, like I'm your friend and I support you, but I really understand, not sympathize, I empathize with what you're going through. That kind of support is what kept my head on right. Otherwise, I think I would have let the internet gaslight me into oblivion, frankly. Yeah. Like looking back at my career, I should do a whole episode on this. There are so many stupid things that people got mad at me for and made way too big of a deal. And in that moment, I could have really reacted in a way where I'm like, oh my God, you know, I did something so terrible because thousands of people are telling me that that's true. But all I needed was one girly pop to be like, no, that's dumb. And again, this is not in relation to everything ever. You guys know me. If I feel like I need to apologize for something, I will. And I'll do it with my chest. Moving on. Emotions. You need a support system because they're the ones that are going to help you process your emotions, period. Okay, random tip. But whenever I'm really going through it and I feel like, ooh, this might be a bit of a traumatic moment. Keep in mind, I'm not saying trauma like doctor diagnosed PTSD, but trauma as in something that's really going to stick with me and hurt my feelings a lot for a long time. And sometimes getting a ton of hate or negativity in your life, you can just feel in that moment where you're like, I don't want this to stick with me, but I feel like it will. I have a pro tip for you guys, okay? Something I do in those moments is play a real-time strategy game. Because studies have shown that when someone goes through a traumatic event, and I believe that the studies were mainly in relation to things like car crashes and things that people developed real PTSD from, they would give these people an RTS game like Tetris. I like to play TFT. There's lots of real-time strategy games. And if you kind of just tunnel on that, it almost like preoccupies your brain and stops it from tunneling on whatever terrible thing it is that you're going through. And so maybe this part of it is almost like sometimes when it comes to your emotion, you need to like split yourself into two people, who you are and your emotions, and then you need to split off and almost create like an adult supervisor version of that person. And sometimes you need to put yourself in the adult brain and be like, oh, I can see what's going on and I need to force myself to just like lose myself in a Tetris game for 8 hours. Or I can see what's going on and if I stay on my phone much longer, my brain is gonna kaboom. I need to lock my phone away and call a friend immediately. You need to make sometimes like adult decisions for the baby version of yourself that you're taking care of that is really hurting deep down. To me, that's true self-care. All right. Last but not least, in regards to emotions, this one is mainly hurt, I would say, or maybe anger or sadness, but I hate to admit it, but sometimes the comments that hurt the most are the ones that might have a little bit of truth in them, or the ones that you feel, oh, is there something there that I haven't worked through? You gotta figure out those emotions. And I personally recommend legit like reflecting in a journal. I will look at the comment, maybe even write it out and journal out. This made me think of this part of me. And I think it made me feel hurt and sad because this is a part of myself that I feel is inadequate or something that I'd like to change. And maybe go on. But this is something that I can't change about myself. So I will try hard to just accept it and love myself as I am. Or this is something that I do really want to change about myself. Even though this person said it in a mean way, I will work on it in XYZ way, like legit. Work it through in your brain. But I still won't take the hatred that comes out of this comment to heart. I really feel like I'm journaling in this podcast right now. But anyways, I say all of this, which might sound kind of cheesy or whatever, but I hope it helps someone. My point is just, I think sometimes we get so stuck in our emotions because they are the first reflex and reaction when something hits us in a certain type of way. But you need to play out the full story. Write out the full story. Okay, you were hurt or sad by a comment. What are you going to take away from it? What are you going to do about that? Now your brain is no longer stuck on that emotion of hurt. Your brain is now focused on the next steps you're going to take. At least for me, that process has helped so much. I heckin' love it. Part 3, action. What are genuine actionable steps that you can take right now for it to just hurt a little bit less, or for you to be able to deal with hate a little bit easier? My number one, always gonna be, number one step, especially if you get a lot of hate, especially in regards to social media, get moderators. And I know Twitch chats can have moderators, but no. One of the best decisions I've ever made in my career was I have someone who moderates all of my platforms. Why? Because they're my platforms. You want to shit on me? Do it elsewhere. Why do you need to do it where I'm looking? Okay? To be fair, sometimes I do leave shitty comments when I think they're funny and when I know other people are going to reply for me. But you know, everything else, like, you don't need to be here. If you hate me so much, why have you been following me for 6 months and you comment on every single post I make? It's fan behavior. It's giving fan, okay? And sometimes, oh my God, Instagram has a great feature where you can restrict someone, which means they will keep commenting on all of your posts, but only they can see it. And I just love the idea of someone clickety-clacking away, oh my God, I hate her, and no one else can see it but you, babes, as it should be, because no one fucking cares. Get a hobby if you want. But yes, get moderators, because I see way too many creators who get down on themselves when they let hate get to them. And I'm like, sweetie pie, you're reading through every single comment ever. You're reading through Reddit pages, the worst place to read up about yourself ever. You're scrolling through that stuff and you're wondering why you're hurt. If you don't want to get burned, don't constantly put yourself in the line of fire. Best way I can sum it up, okay? Action number two, talk. Talk a lot. Like me, yap, 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 yap. No, but seriously. Talk about your issues. Talk about your feelings. Talk about what you're going through. I know it's vulnerable and it feels shitty, but talk about it to the right person who's not going to make you feel shitty about it. Because my mom gave me a piece of advice that I will never forget. And it is that she said, sweetie, you should never keep bad things to yourself. Because the more that you talk to people about things that you're going through, the more you are giving other people an opportunity to say something to you that will completely change your perspective, that will completely make you feel better, that could maybe change your whole life. But if you keep everything to yourself, you're not giving anyone an opportunity to help you. That one was huge. Slay, mommy. Can you call your own mom mommy, or is that supposed to be different? Slay, mom? Whatever. Another one. This one's fun. It's like a thought experiment, but with action. It's an action experiment, okay? You see someone comment something super vile, okay? Do your research. Click on that icon. Scroll through their page. What kind of page do they have? What can you infer from what you see? I'm not gonna say anything. I'm not gonna make any assumptions. But a lot of people give their opinion on things that they are clearly not in any place to be commenting about. It's like a second grader trying to tell you how to do your math homework in Calc 2 in university. You look at them and you're just like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Imagine a second grader looking at you in the middle of your exam, like, why are they taking so long on that problem? I would do that so fast. You'd look at them and be like, you're in second grade. So that's what I mean, okay? If someone is commenting on your page like, this outfit is ugly, go to their page. Are they styling? No one who's styling has time to say shit like that or even cares to, because the really, really fashionable people, they know that fashion is an individual thing. And if someone likes and feels good in what they're wearing, that's all that matters. Can you imagine like ASAP Rocky or Rihanna typing something like that to someone? No. Okay. So this experiment brings it back to the point of like, some people's opinions are just not worth considering, man. They're just not. Another important action step, don't give people a reaction. The only power that terrible people have in your life is the power you give them. I used to respond and react to really, really shitty things that were being said about me because I genuinely thought that there was some sort of like clarification needed. Like, oh, you guys clearly have the wrong impression. Let me clear that up for you. But in reality, no. You can tell, especially by the way that someone says something, when they're really hating on you, it's because they want to. And even if you told them the truth about whatever situation, they wouldn't care. And I would sometimes worry about like, oh, well, if there's a false narrative being spread, then there are people who are going to see that and believe it. So I need to clarify so that at least they know that that's not what I meant or that's not really what happened. But here's another point. If someone is so easily swayed by a false narrative, you can just as easily sway them with anything nice or good. People who hate you easily will also love you easily. And people who want to hate you, no matter what you do, they're gonna hate you. So they're not worth even thinking about. Another thing I like to think about when it comes to this is you can't use logic to get someone out of a place that they didn't use logic to get into. It is very evident to me that a lot of people that hate me from a place of emotion, not logic. My existence, my success, my whatever makes them feel some type of way. I could give them all the logic in the world for why the things that they say are either untrue or mean or don't make sense or whatever. But will that ever change their opinion? No, because their opinion is rooted in emotion and logic will not solve that. Just something to keep in mind. All right, we have two more things. An action step. Build your inner confidence by one, knowing yourself well, your strengths and your weaknesses and accepting them. I can imagine someone seeing me and maybe thinking that I come off cocky or confident or something, but don't get it twisted. I mean, I do think I'm pretty confident, but not from the perspective of I think I have no flaws or weaknesses. I'll be the first to list them out and even laugh about them. But they are not the end all be all. And I think some people, because they're insecure, they want to see you be insecure too. But ultimately, that inner confidence is what's going to help you feel like a mountain, which I've talked about in another episode, that is unmovable. If you know yourself better than any random motherfucker online can ever tell you about yourself, then their opinion means less. But there's a bit of a part two to this, which is a part of building that inner confidence is building a sense of value, especially a value that you provide to society. As in, you need to be very sure that what you're doing is coming from a good place and has a good purpose. I think there were so many people who, like, you know, wanted me to not be a streamer or quit streaming or not be in the industry or whatever. But I knew that my existence within this space helps show to other women and female streamers, like, you can do it too. And that ultimate goal drives me. And ultimately, I know, like, in the process, am I doing something wrong? I'm playing goddamn video games in front of my webcam, you know? But those two parts will really, really help you have an inner confidence, strength, peace, and stability. The confidence in yourself by knowing yourself, not by thinking you're the hottest shit in the world. I mean, we kind of all are, but by really knowing yourself. I know I'm great at these things. I know I can work on these things. This is me. This is the real me. And two, by being really sure of what you're doing. Those two things together, pow, 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 unbeatable combination, all right? Last but not least, and maybe my best piece of advice, Tyler, the creator, once famously tweeted, ha, 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 how the fuck is cyberbullying even real? Just walk away from the screen, like, close your eyes, ha, 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 ha. And listen, on one hand, cyberbullying is very real and it can have real consequences. Let's not pretend. But on the other hand, this tweet is just so goddamn funny that it low-key has a point. When things get to be too much, log the fuck off. At some point, it starts becoming self-harm the way that we're reading these comments. Okay? Let's not do it. Log off. And I know this might not be as helpful in instances or for people where the hate is like in person or maybe something that they can't escape. But if there is a way that you can escape it, even for a little bit, log off. Whatever logging off might mean, you know? As long as you're not doing anything bad, right? We're on the same page, right? Ooh, random side note, kind of as we wrap this up. So many of the people who have made really, really terrible videos about me, who spoke very, very, very poorly about me for no real good reason, have almost all always apologized for it months later, and even at some point tried to befriend me. Even some of them felt bad enough that they deleted the videos themselves. And this is all to say, like, when those things came out, you know, there would be waves of hate that I would get. Like thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions, what have you. A lot. And then just as quickly as it comes, it can go. And the person who caused all of this goes, oh yeah, my bad. I shouldn't have done that. And maybe even deletes it. And what does this tell me when I really zoom out? It tells me that some of this shit doesn't matter at all. It doesn't mean a damn thing. If this hate can come and go so fast and be about such irrelevant things, what does it even mean or matter? And so why should I care about it? There are so many things to care about in the world, you know? And honestly, there are instances where I regret reacting to certain things, but I don't fully regret it because I learned from it. All in all, do keep in mind, haters become fans. All the time, okay? A lot of your haters are already behaving like your fans because they're stalking your page, they're paying so much attention to you, which ultimately is very helpful to your career. And two, people who were convinced to hate you easily will be just as easily convinced to like you. So don't worry too much about them. And ultimately, fuck with the people who fuck with you and just have a good life, okay? Take care. Love you guys so much. This was way longer than I expected. And I hope hope it'll still be okay because I'm filming on an iPhone and I'm recording on a completely different PC and I'm... That's life. See you in the next one. Bye. Wait, what if you guys like the little iPhone setup? It's kind of, it's intimate. Like I'm actually FaceTiming right now. Kooky. Let me know.